in daf kufa from now from Rabbi Rabbi Eichel Yerush is Nevela Meir Mechaim Shem Mechaim Meir and Mechaim Velachas is only Chayv one. And the Rambam paskins like this man Darmer that Eichel Yerush is Nevela is Chayv Shnei. If you eat a Yerush is Nevela Shal Eila you're Chayv Shnei. And the question on the Rambam is that this Gemara that says Yechayv Shnei, that's good if the Mandam Yesh begin a Menes and Tam. So if you hold Yesh begin a Menes and Tam, so Yechayv Nishum Gerin, Yechayv Nishum Behemot Meir, Yechayv Nishum Eila, because it has a Tam. But the Rambam paskins that ain't begin a Menes and Tam. Rambam says if you eat a Giranash Shal Behemot Meir, then you're Pater from Gid, and you're also Pater from the Behemot Meir, because there's no Tam in the Gid. So you see the Rambam holds in beginning of Nes and Tam. So if in beginning of Nes and Tam, how do you chayv shtayim? Because Nevela or Eila, the Chayra, there's no Tam. You shouldn't be chayv for that Achila of Nevela or of Eila. And the Shah Melech says, like, he says that even though in beginning of Nes and Tam, that's only if we're talking downing on the Gid by itself. But in the case where you chayv mishum Gid HaNasha, it's all karchach, the Torah is considering it an Achila. The Torah is saying, that's an Achila, Gabi Gid HaNasha. The Torah considered it an Achila. So in this Dabar Gufa, in this Behema Gufa, if it is an Achila, Gabi Gid HaNasha, then it's going to be Achila, Gabi other Dvarim as well, Gabi Nevela, Gabi Oila, and therefore you're going to be chayv, even though normally by itself, in beginning of Nesin Tam Meshenke, by Behemot Tmeya, since over there you're not chayv Mishum Gid HaNasha, so who did not chayv Mishum Behemot Tmeya, because over there the Torah wasn't machshavit as an Achila. That's the Yisrael of the Shah HaMelech. But the Pel is, I'm asking him from the Gemara in the beginning of the parak, in Daf Pei Tes, where the Gemara says, Gid HaNasha is Naig B'chulin of the Mukdashin, and the Gemara says that if you hold Ein Begid HaNasin Tam, so you're not going to be chayv Mishum Mukdashin, because there's no Tam. So if there's no Tam, you're not chayv for the Achila of Mukdashin, even though you're chayv Mishum Gid HaNasha. But chayv Lefi the Shah HaMelech, we should say that you are chayv Mishum Mukdashin, because since in this Behema, you're chayv Mishum Gid, then you should be chayv Mishum Mukdashin. So l'chayv from that Gemara, you see, not like the Svar of the Shah HaMelech. And the Arsamech says, Gvalik HaTeretz, he says, no, that's not a kasha, because by Mukdashin is different, because Mukdashin, the Isser, to be nana from Mukdashin, is not an Isser Achila, it's not a regular Isser Achila, but it's really a gather, Me'ila is a gather of Gezel. That's what I heard in Naman, and one said that it's Isser Gezel, being Gezel and a Hektish, and if you're nana, but Shavar Pruta, and a Hektish, you're going to be Chayim. So over there, you have to be nana, but Payal, Shavar Pruta. So if Ein Begid of Nice and Time, I might say you weren't nana, you didn't get any hana. So who cares if the Torah is machshavit as an achila, like I begin on Nasha. We're not dining over here on Isra achila, we're dining on Isra hana. You have to be nana shor put, and you weren't nana because there's no tam. So if are you going to be potter? Meshenkin by Isra achila, we will say in the Sword of Shah HaMelech that if it's achila, like I begin, who I didn't, it's achila, like I other things. The only problem is that the Rambam does say that Eichel get a Nasha shol Eilach Amstein, even though Eilach is also Mugdashim. So look over there, you don't say the Sword of the Shah HaMelech. Gabi Ayla. So the Sinach says that Ayla is different because over there there's another lav. Besides the lav of Me'ila, there's also a lav of Kol Tia Loisei Achel. So that's a lav of Achila of Ayla. It's a special lav, anything which is called Tia Loisei Achel. So when Gabi that, you would say the Svara of the Shah HaMelech, if it's Achila Gabi Gid, it's Achila Gabi that lav as well. But in Echinam, you have the lav of Mukdashin of Me'ila, that would not apply by Ayla, just like it doesn't apply by Mukdashin.